Talk to Liza, who's calling from Oklahoma. Hello, Liza.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Wonderful. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My question is about kidneys.
Okay.
I have been diagnosed with diabetes for type 1 diabetes for about 31 years.
Okay.
And about 15 to 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with kidney disease, stage 3. And I've tried to do everything possible that I know to do. So just recently, this is my third, I'm on a third juice cleanse. And I've been on it for about a week. And my left kidney is just really hurting. And so I didn't know if you had any sort of what could help me with relief, or have you also reversed kidney disease?
Aha. Uh-huh. So you you have stage 3. Do you happen to remember what your GFR level is, Liza? Do you happen to have that handy?
Offhand, I'm going to grab it real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
And while you're looking, I don't know if you heard my intro in the beginning. I had some news you can use for people with kidney disease. Did you happen to get that?
I missed that.
You missed that? Okay. Well,
I
just to
it.
Quickly
yes.
repeat that, they have a new blood test that their nephrologists and urologists are using to monitor kidney disease. It's called protein trefoil factor 3, or PTFF3. And that's
okay.
something you can bring up with your kidney doctor. And the other thing I mentioned were oftentimes at the Tahoma Clinic, we'll use something we call the 3 R's, which are 3 separate supplements that have been shown to really help stabilize and even improve your kidney filtration rate. The number 1 R is Rentone. R-E-N-T-O-N-E. And then
okay.
that's made by Ayush Herbs. There's also one called Renatrophin by Standard Process. And
wow, okay.
and the last R stands for Romania, R-E-H-M-A-N-N-I-A. And the nice thing about the Romania
wow.
is it can also help with managing your blood sugar.
Oh,
so,
can it? Okay.
Yeah. And someday when we have more time, we can talk about type 1 diabetes. But or you could call back when Dr. Wright here. He's got a lot of good info on that. So, but I would work at that. You know, and I'll just mention, too, you want to be careful of doing things that are titled kidney cleanses, because sometimes it puts a little more stress on the kidney. It drives a lot more fluid through there, which isn't necessarily a good thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I've been told so many different things about how important it was to keep myself hydrated and drink a certain amount of water or liquid a day.
That's really good advice.
And how important that is for my kidneys.
That's really good advice, but I don't want you to feel like you have to drink 2 gallons of water every day to help your kidneys. It doesn't require that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think could be causing the pain in my kidney? I've been off and on a raw food diet, and so I had been off of it for a while. And so I just decided to jump right into a juice cleanse this week and try to get myself back. And like I said, most of this week I've had more kidney pain than I feel like I did when I wasn't eating as well or taking care of myself as well. So
yeah,
I didn't know what the reasoning could be.
That's one of my concerns because you can, you know, you're not only doing a kidney cleanse, but you're also doing a full body cleanse. And kidneys are one of the primary ways your body will eliminate that, you know, out of your tissues. Right. But right now it can't keep up. So
okay.
I would slow that process down. You can do it a little more gradual. I'm not sure exactly what you're using, but I would cut the dose in half or even
a
quarter.
I'm just juicing.
Just juicing? Okay.
Okay. I'm just juicing. Yeah. I'm just juicing at home and and just doing that. And I don't do it as much as a lot of people or a lot of doctors have said or recommended because of the diabetes, the blood sugar that goes up and that type of a thing. So it feels like I'm fighting a never-ending battle. Mm-hmm. And I can't find my GFR for the life of me, unfortunately.
Okay, that's okay. Well, those are the main things I would work on. Now, one thing you could do to continue the cleanse is just add a little bit of vegetable broth or vegetable soup, you know, to the juicing that you're doing, and that would provide a little more nutrition. To help kind of slow down the dramatic cleansing that you're going through, and that hopefully will help your kidneys reduce that pain.
Okay, great.
Okay.
That would be wonderful.
Hey, Dr. Sherman, why aren't you not mentioning constitutional hydrotherapy?
I was just about to get to that, yeah. I mean, that might take a little more explanation, but... Yeah, good question. I would probably, if I was seeing you in the clinic, Liza, I'd probably explain to you how to do that at home. But that is a very powerful way to rebuild the kidney function. You're right. And you can go online and Google constitutional hydrotherapy on the kidney and look at YouTubes on how to do that. So. Good point.
Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you. Thank
you
so much,
bet.
Dr. Sherman. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for the call, Liza. All right.